Alpha. Derek Martin as Detective Inspector Frost in A Touch of Frost by R.D. Wingfield.
That's all the information we have, Charlie Alpha.
Those woods cover one hell of an area, Control.
We know how big the flaming woods are, don't they? Look for her.
On our way. Over now.
Denton Police. How old is she? Oh. How long has she been missing? Just a moment, madam. Fletcher, can we get Delta Tango to 15 Hillview?
No, Sarge. They're attending that hit and run outside your people's flats.
And get Mr. Frost. We'll have someone with you very soon, Mrs. Preston. Try not to worry.
Mr. Frost isn't in his office, Sarge.
Well, then put out a call.
Oh, I have. He doesn't answer. Control to Detective Inspector Frost. Control to Detective Inspector Frost. Come in, please.
Oh, trust him to vanish when we're busy. Where's he got to? And where's Detective Constable Webster?
Control to Detective Inspector Frost. Come in, please.
Where were we? We were wasting our time. Stuck in Frost's car, watching a carpet warehouse. At least, I was watching. Frost, in his crumpled raincoat and the frayed jacket with the loose buttons, was snoring gently in the back seat. He was supposed to have received a tip-off about a break-in, but he always seemed to get these vague, fruitless tip-offs whenever there was paperwork to be done back at the station. He was a joke policeman, incompetent and useless. Just my luck to be stuck with him. Nothing was going to happen at the warehouse. It was all happening at Denton Woods.
We'll never find out. It's like looking for a needle in a flaming haystack.
Shh. I thought I heard something. Over there.
Oh, God.
Charlie Alpha to Control. We found her. She's hurt bad.
Come on. Come on. That's all right. It's all right. We're the police. Come on. It's all right.
Hey? What? What was that?
Oh, anything happened in a warehouse?
No, sir. It's an ambulance.
Right.
Hadn't we better be getting back to the station?
Plenty of time, son. They'll call us if they want us.
In the three interminable weeks I'd been with him, he'd never called me by my proper name. It was always Son or the Bearded Wonder. I was getting fed up with his so-called funny remarks about my beard.
Where's that radio? It's not hidden in your face, Fungus, is it?
No, sir. You put it on the floor.
So I did. Blimey. No wonder it's quiet. I forgot to switch it on.
Control to Mr. Frost. Come in, please.
Frost here. Over.
Just a minute. Jack, where the hell have you been? We've been calling you Solid for the past half hour.
Damn radio's been playing up. What's happened?
Another assault and rape, Denton Woods.
We're on our way. What part of the woods?
You're too late, Jack. We had to call Chief Inspector Cullen, dragged him out of bed on his rest day.
Inspector Cullen? What did you do that for?
Well, what else could we do? We couldn't find you. He's spitting blood, Jack.
I'd better come in.
Well, before you do, call on our Mrs. Preston, 15 Hillview. Her 14-year-old daughter, Karen, went out for a walk at 6, hasn't returned home.
15 Hillview, an expensive house in mock Tudor, with a sweeping drive, an ornamental fish pond, and a crying mother.
Something's awful's happened to her. I know it has.
Kids run away from home all the time these days, Mrs. Preston. Usually they're back next morning, cold, tired, and feeling sorry for themselves.
Why should she run away? We gave her everything. She said she was going for a walk. Wouldn't be long. That was 6 hours ago. She's only a kid. I mean, you hear such terrible things.
Where's your husband?
Out, looking for her.
Have you got a recent photograph we could have, please?
Oh, yes, I might have. Just a minute. Here. That was taken at school.
Oh, yeah.
Last term.
Mm-hmm.
It showed a well-scrubbed schoolgirl. Dark hair, brown eyes, wearing Denton comprehensive uniform. Grey shirt, green pullover and tie. She looked a lot younger than 14.
Karen got any boyfriends?
She's a kid. She's too young for boyfriends.
Fine. Do you think we could have a look at Karen's